Triple M.
This is Malloy, and he is back. He's become a real regular of this show, and we love him a lot.
Well, I hope he's going to hang around now. We had him on every week because we want to catch up with Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right. We're
and
invested,
it's over, but I think we've bonded in certain ways that need further investigation. We're supposed to be in the studio today live. Couldn't make it.
No.
For a full account of why, let's ask the man himself, the great Ross Noble. Hey, Ross, how goes?
Hello. Yes, I wanted to come in. The restriction has been lifted.
Yes.
But I've got a little bit of a cold, to be honest, a little bit of a, and I just thought, do I risk being, you know, I'll need a doctor's certificate. I'd be more than happy to. There's a fellow in Mexico who provides me with prescriptions. I'd be more than happy to get him on board.
I'm glad to know it's just a sniffle. Mm. It's not like a Bert Newton style situation something of similar ilk.
Oh, dear me. Here's my question with Bert, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Is he going to go for the Oscar Pistorius style carbon blade? Let's be honest. Look, Adam Hills is a very good friend of mine, and I'm slightly worried Bert's going to steal his app.
They should go on tour together.
They should.
They should do it.
It's genius.
Is he going to go for Oscar? What would you do? Would you go for an Oscar Pistorius style, the carbon fiber blade, or would you go for an ornate carved mahogany old school leg?
Like a peg leg.
You know what I'd probably opt for? And I've always liked this option, the skateboard. when you see someone challenged in that department fly past you on a skateboard, I go, good for you.
Well done.
Good for you. Just take the corner correctly and you'll be right. I mean, there's many options out there. A wheelchair, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to see him treading the boards again. Not hopping the boards. He'll be good. Have you ever had a serious ailment? Have you ever been hospitalised, Ross?
Can I just say, at this stage, I am not in any way liking my augmentation to somebody who has lost a leg. Can I just make that clear?
Sure.
But yes, I have quite a large scar on my wrist. I've got a titanium wrist there. I've got a huge scar where they put it in. I snapped my entire thing off there. And every time I go to buy razor blades in a shop, I just hand over the money. No, I don't think so. But the best thing of all about having a metal wrist is I get to entertain the kiddies. I can put fridge magnets on there.
Wow.
I love it. Well, I'd be a little disappointed in you, Ross. I would have thought came to that, you would have got yourself like a hook or something like a Bond villainy or something you could screw on or screw off or something that might... Did it cross your mind?
I mean, I did ask whether or not they could put in a hatch when I first had it, when I had it done, because that would be delightful. When it's just a flap of skin, open it up, coins out. You know, maybe just put a debit card in there under the skin.
Yes.
And then, you know, like when you swipe your phone, you just swipe your whole wrist.
That'd be great.
And it'd be like a Jedi paying for your shopping. Just there's all those items I wish to buy.
It'd be great for your close-up magic as well, because I know you love close-up magic.
Oh, so can't help myself. You know when the shopping, when the self-scanners came in?
Yes.
You know the self-scanners? Yeah. When they first came in, I came up with this brilliant idea where what you do is you go to the fruit section, you get some plums, right? That you take off the barcode, right?
Yeah.
Take your gentleman's plums out and you stick the barcode on your scrotum, on your Lord Sugar. Your Lord Sugar and his brother. And you just walk up to the thing and people go, what that man doing? You get your scrotum out and then you swipe it over and on the thing it goes, plums. Boop. There's plums. And then, or you'll just, it doesn't quite scan, it'll go, unauthorized item. is the bag.
Gee, Ross's testicles are expensive today.
Yeah.
Must be market prices.
They're out of season, aren't they?
They are out of season. Ross, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, thought, everyone. Hold that last thought of Ross scanning his own plums at a checkout, and we'll have more of Ross on the other side of this. Have you got some dates?
Yes, dates right after this too. Malloy on Triple M. Triple M, this is Malloy. Here he is, runner-up from Celebrity Apprentice. Finished last week. Russ Noble.
He let himself down. He let his country down. He got nobbled? He got nobbled. It was friendly fire. It was Sam Pang, who basically...
You're furious.
I'm not saying was human ballast, but didn't bring a lot to the table. Do you know, he spreads himself too thin on the reality circuit, Ross.
The real winner here... Yes, there was money raised for charity. Yes, it was all about entertainment. But the real winner here is watching Sam Pang on Have You Been Paying Attention, having to justify himself to everyone on that show as to why he appeared on a reality. If I achieved nothing, yes, there was money for charity, but I managed to get Sam Pang to go on a reality TV show, which is something he would never do in a million years. And
it was
suckered
great.
In it. Yep. And he's deeply ashamed about it. So the true winner is not charity here. The true winner is us.
Well done.
I refer to him now as reality TV star. That's how I introduce him. And I can't wait next time we do stand up. Make him welcome reality TV star Sam Pang. He had a ball. He loved it. He may have winged you in the final count, but I put it to you, the Channel 9 fix was in. The Shayna Blaze, who knew from the 9 stable, may run away with a stacked deck.
Yep.
Okay, in one corner we have the curmudgeon, Sam Pang. Any other, pretty much everyone from the friggin' promo.
Yeah, you got Scotty Cam and all the block contestants, judges.
They went all in, mate. I mean, kicking into a 6-goal breeze. Mm.
No, you know what? It's one of those things where, fair play to Shayna, like, it's one of those things where she is, look, as I said on the show, she's a proper businesswoman, right? I was just blowing stuff up, right? She put on a proper event. And also, it's one of those things where, well, you've got to remember, right, is Shayna has been on the telly for a lot of years, and she's very, very well connected in business world. Like, did you see what there was, like a $10,000 diamond ring? And you just go, like, what? Like, I can't compete with $10,000 diamond rings. But I have to say, actually, and this is not me just name dropping in that, I thanked him on the show, but it never made the final cut. $10,000 of the money that I raised came from Russell Crowe. He put his hand in his pocket, the rabbit hose. He sent a team down from the Rabbit Hose, $10,000. And then there's a gym up in St. Jim 96, I think they're called. That was a mate of his, and he rang him up and he came along. They never got thanked properly, and Mr. Crowe didn't either.
You don't have to tell me. I put on we were doing a benefit for Russell Gilbert once, and I rang Russell Crowe. Mm. I just don't know how I happened to have him in my phone. I rang Russell, said, Russell, would you come along? And he first put his hand up and not only appeared but contributed a sizable amount of money off the books himself that he didn't want recognised. It was actually a funny bit we did on stage where I came out, so was thanking all the people who got involved, and then I start laying into Russell Crowe. I start going, oh, well, of course, I asked Russell, but, he's too Hollywood to appear here. Well, pardon me, I'm Russell Crowe. It's not like I turn up for my mates. At which point, he just wandered out of the wings upstage, and the crowd went,
well, lost it, of course.
And I go, he's behind me, isn't he? At which Russell comes out and proceeds to steal the show. Nice. You did a great job on Celebrity Apprentice. You raised a lot of good money.
Let's not get away from that.
Are we going to see you in the jungle, Ross? Are we going to see you in the jungle? What are you?
Oh my God, no! It's look. Now that COVID has very much under control, my diary's not quite as clear as it was when I signed up.
Well, when we get back, we're going to give you dates out, and also we need to draw attention to your new endeavour, which has people's heads spinning off their shoulders.
The time has come for us to witness a once-in-a-75-year hatching of the elusive Ferrototo worm.
When it finally wakes, it mates with and eats all it sees. The time has come!
Now I'm kicking myself because I missed the debut here, and I went straight away. I tried to get the reaction, and people are confused. Some are rattled, and I believe a fascinating insight into what you would have been like as a project manager without any interference from anyone else at Channel 9. Because this show is off the rails. Give us your understanding of what it is you're doing.
Well, tell us what it actually is.
Tell us what you're up to.
It's a nature documentary. It's a regular nature documentary, but all of the animals are fictitious. Yeah. They're all fictional creatures, and they're all very deadly. And my co-presenter is a demon, and she's a professor, Professor Shania Coddle. She's a demon.
Yeah.
And we talk about we're waiting for the hatching of the Ferrototo worm.
Yep,
and it's a standard documentary about nature.
All right. Well, I think we've got a clip of you speaking to the professor. Let's have a listen.
My co-host is somebody whose family have been the traditional custodians of this place since the dawn of time. Please will you welcome Professor Shania Coddle. Ah, now, if I'm not mistaken, that's a traditional greeting in your culture, isn't it? So, let's stop that there, otherwise the viewers are going to think that there's a gas leak.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. This is extraordinary.
You can't say that, but yeah, she greets whenever Shania Coddle is greeted, you have to go. She's what's called a hooboo. She's a you have to hiss at her, and then moments after that, she uses her special powers to zap me with a kind of with her demon magic.
Double Vision is written in. I have no clue what this is or what is going on, but I love it. Religion is poison. One. What did I just watch? I mean, these are reviews for the ages, and I have a slight understanding of how you operate. This is the highest praise, surely, that you could ever.
Yeah. I mean, they're only half. How long are they? 5 minutes. They're only 5-6 minutes long.
How do we get them? How do we go?
YouTube. So you just type in the Unnatural History Show, or I'm sure if you type in Ross Noble into YouTube. Yeah. Have you got a channel, Ross?
Yeah, I think it's called the Ross Noble Channel. Oh, yeah. It's a bit of fun, you know. If you like fantasy, if you're into Game of Thrones, but you're watching Game of Thrones and think, I wish this was a bit less fighting and a little more documentary.
I love it.
Well, the next one's going to drop this Thursday, 8 p.m. too.
All right. And let's not forget the podcast, which has been making people scratch their heads for much longer now. Yeah. You're talking about pagans. You have an interest in paganism?
Well, it's the sponsor of my, you know, a lot of podcasts, it's stamps.com. Right. They've all got the mattresses. They've all got the same advertiser. Yeah. So we have a disc, which is the Druid International Shopping Channel. And each week, the Druid International Shopping Channel has a different item that a different thing that they're selling. And it can be anything from the non-falter altar, which is it's an altar. It's like a stable table, but it means that when you're trying to sacrifice a virgin, they won't fall off.
Right. That'll kill the buzz of everyone in the room.
The amount of times. A virgin, sometimes though, the virgin will roll off, smash their face on the floor, and then you get the blood of a virgin without the sacrifice because of the blood nose.
That's the fun. The Incans used to hate that.
Exactly. So we've got that, and we've got, what else have we got? We've got portable henges. You don't have to go down to a big henge. You can have one in your house. And anyone who says it's just nonsense made up by me because we haven't got an actual sponsor is a goddamn liar.
I love it. Now, the podcast's great. The YouTube stuff's great. But to me, first and foremost, you're a live performer who's been belted around a bit by COVID-19, but you're back up and running. These shows need to be seen. Dave, have you got the dates, please?
And we've, as this team, seen this show that Ross has done, and it is a bellyache. It is amazing. You're going to love it. It's the Ross Noble 2021 Comeback Special. Yeah. Alice Springs, July 9. Oh. Darwin Entertainment Centre, July 10. Coffs Harbour sold out. Cleveland, Redland Performing Arts Centre, July 21.
Bang.
Caloundra, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Port Macquarie, Wyong, Canberra. Sorry, the Logan one is now used as a vaccination centre.
I beg your pardon. What happened in Logan?
Because it's the only big room in the whole town. It's been there. It's like wartime. It's been taken over as a vaccination centre.
Wow.
But I'm doing 2 weeks. I've got, I think it's 15 dates in Brisbane coming up.
Yes.
So oh, wow.
Well, you can get along to that.
Right. It's the best night's live entertainment going around. Good on you, mate. Just before we go, we've been doing this as a regular basis. I'm looking behind you. You're in the bunker. Is there something out the back that you would like to explain for us? You had a ghost on last time.
Yeah, he flew in, didn't there he?
You as a minotaur. We've had that. That was an interesting.
He's up the back. Yeah,
This one here is it's a prop that I was using when I was doing my online look at it. It's a tiny doll dressed as Elvis, but it's got the face of Sinead O'Connor. And I was using this as a prop, and then I did that. It was in the morning show, you know, with Kerry Ann.
Yes.
And I was on there, and the producer said to me beforehand, she said, we might talk to you about the dolls that you use, your daft little dolls that you talk to. But I went on the show and I said, look, I've made a doll there. Look, there's Kerry Ann. I've made a doll of Kerry Ann. But then I didn't tell them I was going to do this. And at the last minute, you know how she had a big fight with, is it Yumi
Stiles? That's right,
I made a Yumi doll and I had them fighting on the telly. That took them by surprise.
They didn't see that coming. They couldn't have anticipated. That could be on the poster too. I didn't see that coming for Ross Noble. Well done, mate.
All right, lovely to talk to you.
This is Malloy on Triple M.